Booker.
Some have threatened the government shut down if they can't shut down this law. Others have actually threatened an economic shutdown by refusing to pay America's bills if they can't delay the law. That's not going to happen as long as I'm president. The closer we've gotten to this date, the more irresponsible folks who are opposed to this law have become. If you're a young adult or entrepreneur striking out on your own, you're covered. If you're a young couple who previously had insurance that didn't include maternity benefits and now suddenly you need some maternity benefits, you're covered.
All right, the president says, oh, it's a bunch of nonsense. Don't believe that Obamacare is scary and it's going to screw up your family. What do you say? You're out there, America. You have families in those nooks and crannies. Is the president to be taken seriously, or is this just spin and more of the same? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're talking, what, 4 days for that enrollment to start. And how many of you are jumping on this, or how many of you are nervous as to what's going to happen with premiums? Most of what I hear from most people is, wow, the premiums are going to be out of sight. I don't know where the numbers are coming from, but it's not the numbers that we see. It's not the numbers that is going to happen. So we have a Democratic senator backing the pause of the individual mandate, because that's what's in store, 2014. No insurance, then get penalized. Joe Manchin from West Virginia is not sticking with the rest of the Democrats, and he's saying he supports a stopgap spending plan that delays the individual mandate in the health care law. He says, there's no way I could not vote for it. It's very reasonable and sensible. Don't put the mandate on the public right now. Give them at least a year. If you know you couldn't bring the corporate sector, you gave them a year. Don't you think that would be fair? So there's Manchin saying, with the Republicans, because there's a Republican proposal to do that, yeah, this isn't ready. This isn't, we're not ready for this. Let's boot this for a year and wait, because the individual mandate could seriously disrupt the entire law. So what does Joe Manchin know that the president doesn't know? Well, here's one thing. The small businesses out there aren't going to be able to sign up for any of the affordable health care benefits online by October 1st. But the White House is saying, hey, listen, just because they can't do that, they can still fax it or mail it or do something else. They had to respond to the report that the online health insurance system is not going to be there by October 1st. In fact, the White House mouthpiece, Jay Carney, said that employers will still be able to sign up for the benefits, but what's absolutely true that is on October 1st, he just went around it, everybody will be able to enroll, saying that small businesses can get around that delay by using snail mail or fax, as I just said, but it's going to be there, and it's going to be there for individuals, and there is the possibility of enrolling. So I go back to the original question. What is it that Joe Manchin, definitely a Democrat, knows that the president doesn't know, that he sees as a problem for making this a smooth transition? Remember, there were 5,000 IRS agents, new agents, that were hired specifically to go after people who didn't meet the health requirement. And the fines in the beginning are relatively low, but then they climb up. You know, by 2016, by 2017, they're out of sight. You know, it's a whole different thing that we're talking about if we go down the road. So what is that process that he knows that I guess that they're not telling us about? What is it that is, it's not overkill, but what is it that's alarming to him? And the fact is this, is that the law was jammed through. It wasn't parceled out to look at all the potential problems and setting up exchanges. And what about the healthy pool of people versus the people that aren't quite as healthy? And how do you balance that out and find that right balance so that the premiums aren't crazy? Because that's what will happen. You have to have healthy people. So you have to have young people that are going to sign up for it. So that when people do get sick and they do use it, it's there for them. Because there's no longer can somebody with a pre-existing condition be discriminated on. So how does that all work once everybody enrolls? I think depending on how many people enroll, and also depending because there's 36 states with the health exchanges, I think it does. Joe Manchin is worried because he sees that there are problems with this all being dumped at once. And because it's not set up correctly, he can foresee major alarms going off. People thinking they're getting covered, people confused about the coverage, people concerned about the premiums, not sure what they should do or not. You know, what's interesting, too, is Manchin, because this immediately somebody sent me a text on this, because it's pretty big that Joe Manchin would go up against Democrats and take a little big swipe at Obamacare. But then he took back the remark later in the day. Because then he said, oh, well, you know, I would support a spending bill that also delays the law's requirement on individuals to buy health insurance. But then, you know, saying he couldn't vote for it. And then he walked it back. He released a statement hours later, mysteriously saying, I don't believe that this issue should be used to shut down the government, and I will not vote to shut down the government. We'll work together as Americans to solve these problems so we can get our economy back on track and create American jobs. So there was confusion over that. I think he saw that there were problems and said, okay, yeah, and this is, we can't also hold the government hostage with this. And then after somebody got to him, said, what are you doing? Are you kidding me? You know, we've got to advance this bill. We need our senators to push this bill forward for a vote. So, you know, we don't want the whole Obamacare provision. Why are you even bringing that up and adding to the confusion? That doesn't make any sense, Manchin. Do you realize how we play the game up here? And so that's what happened. So then all of a sudden there was a change, radical change from what he initially had said. And remember, there are a couple of components with this new health care law that kicks in. You got patients, you got costs, you got the medical professionals of this. And how do they work together? I think we got some problems, my friends. There's a false bottom here. We're going to talk about that next on America Tonight.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 25th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,321.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,369.69, $684.85 for a half ounce, or $342.42 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,369.69, $684.85, and $342.42.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we're going to hit the mailbag. A lot of people letting their thoughts flow through snail mail. So we'll get to that at the tail end of the show. Also coming up on this edition of America Tonight, we talked to Mike Bonacorsi, who had some useful information. And we're talking about Obamacare, and he's got really the lock on the retirement readiness, I think, market. Here's what happens. I think you should live day to day, definitely. But you have to at some point look at the big picture. Otherwise, you're living to 95, 100, and you didn't look at the big picture and what's happening, what's going to happen with you. You have to have some planning, obviously. So anyway, he's the best at that because he just breaks it down old school Italian-like, if you know what I mean. And he's great. So he's coming up in this hour of ATN, and he'll get you fixed up, including, you know, it doesn't matter if you're 30, 40, 50, 60, older than that. He has some really, really super useful information. All right, so Obamacare, a couple of quick things. Only 1% say they now have insurance for the first time. Talking about the Affordable Care Act, saying that, it's pretty early going, but, you know, we don't have, the premiums are higher, so we don't have, you know, health care. CNBC did a survey. I happened to see this earlier in the day that showed that one in five Americans believe their health insurance is their health insurance costs have gone up because of Obamacare, right? And of course, it's highly partisan, right? Democrat, Republican. A third of Republicans and Tea Party supporters believe they've experienced negative economic effects from the law, 10 points above the average. But 20% of independents and 11% of Democrats are also among that group. So there are plenty of Democrats that say that, and there are plenty of others, too. Premiums have risen for lots of years. 43% of the people who responded report higher premiums in, you know, for any reason, including the health care law. And it shows they keep pointing back to that. They keep pointing. You know, health care is great as long as you don't have to use it. If it's only when, and people ignore it. I always say that. You know, if you've been blessed with decent health, you only have little things like a stomach flu or something that, you know, allergies or things that are not as big of a deal. When you really have something happen to you, all of a sudden you get hit by the meteor of bad health and you're used to being healthy, then that wrinkled up card in your wallet suddenly becomes important and you don't really understand it because nobody ever reads the fine print on insurance. It's ridiculous. I think it's intentional to make us have no clue what we're signing. You know, like, I don't think you should sign things you don't understand, but people do. You're here. Here's your health insurance plan, and it's a giant packet. Now, go and read for 8 hours on that packet, and then call us up with all your questions. Then you call up with questions, and forget about it. They have no answers for you. They don't. Premiums go up every year. They go up every year. So is Obamacare, affordable health care, whatever you want to call it, is that going to curtail the increase in the premiums going up? Employers with 50 or more full-time workers have to provide health care under the new law or they pay a fine. 3% of the people who responded to the CNBC poll said they've had their hours reduced because of the new health care law. And, you know, it depends on the industry. Waiters and waitresses, that industry's been hit hard by that because they're getting hours cut and because there can't be full-time people. What is the reality? That's what I think is worth the debate. What's the real reality of what the health care plan is going to do with the individual mandate? I mean, insurance premiums, I think insurance premiums are going to rise. Will the younger people pay more, but will they get government subsidies? Because they don't have as much money. What about older people with pre-existing conditions? So then, they theoretically pay less. People with money definitely will pay more, but they have the money. Then you could say, well, is that really fair? But that's the deal. The new exchanges aren't even open yet. What are the benefits of the program? What seems to be the negatives before it's even kicked in that people are saying? I think they're going to be fraught with some problems. Especially the pool of people. I mean, the pool of people is key in making that work on the exchanges. So what if you have people that aren't healthy? The new rules, getting and giving the health insurance, are a little bit confusing, right? They're not as cut and dry as you look at. And by January 1st, nearly all Americans have to have health insurance coverage, either through their employer, Medicare, if they're older than 65, Medicaid, if they're poor, or through new government-run health exchanges. Insurers cannot deny coverage because of a pre-existing condition. They have to put a lifetime cap on the amount of benefits paid out, or they charge different premium rates, and that's what will get people, depending on gender, preventative care is going to be covered. I mean, there's all kinds of things to this that people don't understand that they'll see. You know, what's the lifetime cap? Well, what if you are that healthy person and then suddenly you get cancer. And cancer treatments are so expensive. They're so, so expensive. And the plans are different, too. They have gold, silver, and bronze. So what happens? You get the bronze plan, and then, whoops, you have something happen to you that you need a better plan, but you don't really realize that. I think there's going to be some confusion here. I do. I think there was a rush to push this through, and the reason why is because, okay, if we see the opening, we're going to take the lane, let's push it through, and then we don't have to worry about it. Because if we have enough votes, then we don't have to go back on this. We'll never, ever get health care through. So this is the way to do it. This is the way to push it. Get it through now, and then we can figure it out later. This, I don't know, there's got to be an easier way, I would think, on this. And we didn't take that easier route. It's confusing. The fines are low in the beginning, and then they really jump high, kind of like the premiums. Ooh, you think you're paying this much, but guess what? You're not paying what you think you're paying. So I want to see what happens once people get the coverage and then try to figure it out. You know, once they get it, is it what they thought it was going to be, or are they going to end up paying a lot more than they thought? Now, somebody could say, well, hey, any coverage is better than no coverage, right? But is it? You know, what is the best option? We'll see. We'll see what those health exchanges, I think, are like. All right, so coming up, speaking of health, that's the thing you have to plan for with retirement. It's seemingly healthy, suddenly plagued by problems. You got to have supplemental insurance. I mean, people know that as they retire, they have to have supplemental insurance to pay for everything. And a lot of times that's like $300 a month or so. And $300 in some cases is better than, you know, it's better than what others end up paying. And I don't know how you afford that when you're on a fixed income. Then it's a lot trickier when it's a fixed income and you're trying to look at the speed bumps and forecast what might lie ahead. So Mike Bonacorsi coming up, and then we're going to hit the mailbag, as I said, in this hour of America tonight. Did get one here from The Lout. I love that nickname. The Lout says, Kate Delaney, did you see the 49ers? I did see a little bit of the 49ers. They played Thursday night, and they pummeled the Rams 35-11 after they got slammed the last couple of weekends. So good for them. A big turnaround, at least in one game, with a team that they should have slaughtered. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Can't get enough of Mike Bonacorsi's. He's in our virtual green room. He wrote a book that I think is a must-read for everyone, Retirement Readiness, Creating Your Vision, Knowing Your Position, and Preparing for Your Future. It's easy to follow along, and it gets you thinking in the right direction of things that you need to know and prepare for that many people just bury their head in the sand, let's face it, and they just don't realize the things that the list that they need and how they'll be that much better off. It just takes a little bit of planning. And many of you have sent in some emails for Mike, so we're going to go through those. Mike, one of the questions that constantly comes up on the radar is people get nervous when they start to hit a certain age and when they have to figure out about their IRA and when they can take it out. If somebody turned 70 in March and then they were told that they needed to take some money out of their IRA, can you explain how it works? Because there is lots of confusion over that. I get when you get penalties and you're younger, but why do you have to start doing that at 70?
Yeah, 70 and a half, actually. And this question couldn't have come at a better time. As we speak now, I'm double-checking my clients' accounts to make sure that those over 70 and a half have taken their RMD, their required minimum distribution for the year. It's so important that you take this. If you miss it, if you don't take it, the penalties can be pretty stiff. They can actually penalize you 50% of the account value that you didn't take out, or the shortfall. So So say you had your minimum distribution was $1,000. They can hit you with a $500 fine if you don't take it out. Plus, you still got to take it out and pay taxes on it. So, I mean, it can be pretty stiff penalties for not taking it out. You know, there's a lot of little twists and turns like all the IRS rules. But some of the basics you really have to know about RMD is this. The year you turn 70 and a half, beginning of the year you turn 70 and a half, you have to take out a required minimum distribution from your employer-sponsored retirement plans, from your IRAs, except a Roth IRA. And it's funny, it's a funny thing, but you do have to take a minimum distribution from your Roth 401k. So one way to avoid that is that if you have the option of rolling it over into a Roth IRA, do that, and then you don't have to take that minimum distribution out of there. But you have to take out a minimum distribution, and that's based on a life expectancy factor that's put together by the IRS mortality tables and the December 31st value of your account. So what you do is divide it. It gives you a number as to how much money you have to take out of your IRAs, 401Ks, 457s, 403Bs, whatever type plan it is. Now, there are a few little twists and turns along the way. The first thing is that you have to remember that you have to take this out every year. It's not unusual to be talking with somebody and find out that they took it out the year that they turned 70 and a half, but never took it out after that, thinking it was the only year that it was due. You have to take it out every year, and every year the calculation changes slightly because you're getting older and it's a different life expectancy factor. So that's one thing to keep in mind. The other thing is the first year that you turn 70 and a half, you have the option of delaying it until April 1st of the following year. The thing you got to remember there is that if you do delay it to April 1st, you'll have to take out two that year. You'll have to take out the delayed one and also the one that's due for that year. So you got to remember that to take two out in that particular year. Concerning IRAs, if you have IRAs, you can aggregate them. In other words, you don't have to take a minimum distribution from each individual IRA, although some custodians may do that just to kind of cover themselves to make sure that you've taken it out. But you can come up with a lump sum total of all the IRAs that you have and take the minimum distribution out of that. 401Ks are a little bit different. You can't include that in that total calculation. If you have 401Ks that you're taking a required minimum distribution out of, you've got to remember to take a distribution out of those on an individual basis. You know, these can be a little tricky. They're pretty simple, and usually the person that you're working with, your financial advisor, your bank, whoever's the custodian of these accounts, can set them up on an automated basis. So you don't have to worry about them, and that's the best thing to do. As soon as you turn 70 and a half, set up that RMD so it's automatically paid out to you every year. It's calculated and paid out to you, and you won't have to worry about it.
All right, that's great. I hope everyone's paying attention to that because, again, Mike is right. He's seeing this with his clients. He's checking his client list, and I get that question from people, and even in my own family where I had an aunt that just happened to, and she was asking me questions about that very same thing.
Yeah.
Got one.
And you know,
go ahead,
Kate. There's one other thing I wanted to bring up here before I forget about it. Another question that comes up quite often is, can I roll that distribution over into an IRA? In other words, if I take it out of one IRA, can I roll it into another account? The answer is no. Once you take that money out, it becomes non-IRA money. You pay your taxes on it, and it becomes cash. But you can't roll that over into another account.
All right, so good info. Remember that you cannot do that. We got one here from Larry G, who says, "Yo, Bonacorsi." I love when they say that to you. "Yo, Bonacorsi, I have a question. I had problems with credit cards, you know, like everybody else. I really paid them down. But isn't it better? They're not completely paid off, and I'm in my mid-60s. Isn't it better for me to still have cash on hand rather than throw it all toward the credit cards and paying everything off? Which is better?"
Well, I mean, the thing is, if you pay off your credit cards, you aren't going to be you'll have more cash on hand. Because you won't be paying that credit card bill every month.
Right.
So remember, for every dollar of debt, for every dollar you reduce your debt by, it's a dollar in your pocket. But certainly the idea of keeping some money on hand is extremely important. Number one, if something comes up, you don't want to have to go back to those credit cards again and use them and add to them. You don't want to have to go into retirement accounts that you're going to pay taxes on, possibly pennies on, or penalties on to withdraw that money. So, I mean, the answer is yes to both sides. Yes, you should pay off that credit card debt, but yes, you should keep a little bit of a cushion there. If he's working and has a job with a pretty good income, then, you know, maybe he can come up with a number that he's comfortable with knowing his situation. If he's not working, if the household income is tight at this time, you might want to keep more money in the buffer and trying to work from there.
All right, great advice. It's funny, we got another thing about credit cards, one from Mary listening to us. I love this town, Ottumwa, Iowa. And Mary, isn't that great? Ottumwa, Iowa.
That's where Radar O'Reilly was from.
Yes, yes. I love that you knew that. All right, so Mary asked a question about, can I write? She's confused, trying to figure out credit card debt and interest and all of that. Ask Mike, can you write interest off on taxes? Does he happen to know?
No, not credit card interest. I believe you put it one time, but not anymore.
Not anymore, not anymore. Bummer.
Yeah, it would be an advantage to a lot of people, but no, you can't take a deduction for credit card interest. I believe you put it at one point. But the rule has been changed, and it's no longer available. And I could be wrong about being able to do it at one point in the past, but, you cannot take the only interest that you can really take a deduction for is, mortgage interest. If you have a
house,
business of some
yeah.
sort, loan interest on a business related expenses.
Yeah. All right, so we got another one here, too. This one comes to us from Jake in Austin, and Jake says, I wrote to you one time before, Kate. I have a question for Mike B. How important is it? I am 38 years old. How important is it to have a will?
To Jake himself, it might not be that important because when he's gone, he won't know what happens. But if he has people out there that he wants to make sure that they receive his assets, it's extremely important. Estate planning is something that's overlooked, put off to the last moment. But even at 38 years old, he should have some type of estate planning. Lightning could strike at any time, and you've got to be prepared for it. Remember, if you don't have a way, if you don't have an estate plan that you've created, the state that you live in will be more than happy to put one together. And do you really want the state that you live in to be handing out your assets after you're
No.
gone? I think you'd like to have a little bit more control over what happens to the money that you've earned, what happens to the assets you've accumulated over time. You'd like to make sure that, perhaps one child may benefit more than others. You have a charity you want to take care of, or maybe a non-relative that you want to take care of. Maybe you don't want things passed out exactly equally. So, I mean, you want to have control over how your money is handed out, and you don't want to give that to the state.
Yep, I agree. Mike Bonacorsi, pick up his book, Retirement Readiness, Amazon.com. It's awesome, Mike. Thanks. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Okay, very good. Take care, Kate.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Have you ever ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your life.
We're going to hit the mailbag. Kind of all over the map as far as the mailbag is concerned. Got this from Jack, my pal down under, who says, hey, Kate, let's talk about the Philly Eagles losing to my Denver Broncos this weekend. No, let's not talk about it, because it's a definite. If I was ever going to say there's a lock on a game, I would never pick the Eagles and the over the Broncos. No way. If the Eagles beat the Broncos, that would be huge. That would be a major upset. The Broncos are so on fire. They look like they're definitely going to the Super Bowl. And it's like you look at Denver and you look at Seattle. They're your two super on fire teams. So I wouldn't touch that third rail. Not at all. And you know, The game of the week was interesting because it was the Bears and the Lions. Like Rick says, the Bears will beat the Lions 31-13. RC says the Bears 34-21. Phil in Missouri said 27-21. I said 27-24 would be the score, but it would be the Lions. So that's our nail the score. You can win some great prizes and clear our prize closet out. If you participate in Nail the Score, we do it each and every week. We've narrowed it down to two segments. Because this audience was half and half. It was split. It's like some of these polls that we've been taking about what's happening with the budget. So some people wanted more Nail the Score. Some people wanted less. So we decided to split it in half and give you two segments of Nail the Score. And that means you only have two segments to get in your email guesses and or call the show. How's that? And this week it was the Lions and Chicago. All right, on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
Chris?
Ooh. Yeah, I hope he's not charging us for that. Is he there still?
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. Okay, so this first one comes to us from Ryan. And Ryan says, Kate, I'm still trying to get over the siege that we seem to be under with nothing but negative news. I get that we can't exist solely on happy, bury our head in the sand news. But boy, it's been a rough week when you think of the video that was released of the Naval Yard shooter and the siege on the mall in Kenya and some Americans involved and some Americans on the ground there. And then some of the other odds and ends, as you like to call them, that are also not really falling into to place. And that is that whole budget thing and the debt ceiling, because it is just a grind to hear it over and over and over and over again. And we know that the same thing just does happen. And we have this conversation, and talk radio explodes it, and that's all we hear about. But it's our monetary system, it's our taxpayer dollars at work, and you just have to say to yourself, something has to give, man, something for goodness sake has to change, and, you know, what is it? What is it that's going to change? Well, you know, the what is it that's going to change or that has to change is just people being more involved. The more people are involved, certainly not with the, well, in a way, even with the attacks and problems. But certainly if more people are involved in what's happening politically, unburying themselves from the sand, then that's a good thing. The more pressure that's applied, the more that the politicians have to pay attention to what people want. And it's just too hard to ignore because it's about getting reelected, and if the constituents balk, then things change. I mean, that's just the short answer there. That's the thing that has to keep on happening. Because once everybody stops doing that and pretending these things aren't happening, that's them when we're really in trouble. Okay, this one comes to us from Jack, who is listening in Illinois, and Jack says, Kate Delaney, every so often I listen to America Tonight. I really like the show. I would listen more if I could, but I have such a strange schedule. Sometimes I even download the show. And you have to admit, one of the funniest things lately is the fact that you see Cory Booker now in trouble with a vegan stripper. How do you bill yourself as a vegan stripper? Why wouldn't you just be a stripper, first off? I don't get it. And why does he end up in a back and forth Twitter situation with the stripper on the other side of the world in Portland? Duh, losing if he's running for Senate, especially with the way we rake people over. What do you think? Oh, it's just more fuel to the fire, the whole vegan thing. Leather, fur, animal products, all that. You can't wear that on stage. And the tweeting back and forth, you know, just makes people curious. that the mayor of Newark and a Democratic candidate for the Senate in New Jersey is pals with a bleach blonde stripper from Portland, Lindsay Lee, whose profile describes her with things I can't even say on the air. And, you know, she keeps saying that she got, oh, she got a postcard from Cory Booker in the mail and blah, 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 and all this other stuff. My, oh, my. Like I said, do they ever learn, politicians? And I'm, in a way, I'm surprised about Cory Booker, but maybe some of this is being kind of, you know, maybe some of this is kind of being exaggerated is what I think. All right, let's go to the next one. This one is from Gregory, listening in Florida, and Gregory says, Al-Shabaab, I don't understand this extremist group. I've seen pictures now, especially after that Nairobi mall incident, and the fact that they attacked a couple of towns near the Somali border. I find it hard to believe why Americans would want to get involved with these thugs. Does it make any sense to you? It certainly does not really resonate with me. Well, there are some of the people that got involved were in Minnesota. One was in Minnesota, one was from Kansas City, and they're some of Somalia descent, and so they're getting messages from back home, and, you know, just, this is, again, the disillusioned people ripe for the picking. And on the other side, to boast that there's an American is huge for Al-Shabaab, and they did that immediately. Speaking of using Twitter, they took to Twitter to make sure everybody knew that the attack included some Americans. And, you know, Al-Shabaab said that that attack, by the way, was directed at Kenya, but not just Kenya, also a retribution against the Western states that supported the Kenyan invasion, or they say are spilling the blood of innocent Muslims to pave the way for their mineral companies. So there you go. When they attacked that Westgate Mall on Saturday, 4 days of a siege, 67 people, at least 67 people killed. And you've got forensic experts from all over the world, U.S., Britain, Germany, Canada, reconstructing the crime scenes. They were doing that through Thursday, doing the fingerprinting, the DNA, and the ballistics, so you can imagine how long this would take. In the on Thursday, those fighters, which he's referring to, killed two cops, injured three others, and destroyed 11 cars. And Wednesday night, they hit another town. One person was killed, four were wounded. You know, the whole thing, they're throwing grenades, shooting, that kind of stuff from what I understand. So Al-Shabaab, no group to be trifled with, to say the least. By the way, the Kenyan Red Cross said Thursday that 61 people remain missing, and a lot of people are worried that they could be buried under the rubble of what's happened in the mall. The government doesn't think that there are a lot of victims still inside. They are hoping they got away, but there are people missing, and the number has reduced as the bodies in the morgue have been identified, but they're certainly hoping that they're not going to find more buried underneath some of these piles in the mall that has, in some places, been destroyed. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his help on the technicals, and all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.